represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers' seven-game winning streak ends in Seattle. That's next in SportsCenter in 1 minute.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Non-stop Cowboys coverage. Get it here. KESN-FM and KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas, Fort Worth. Now, a SportsCenter update live from the NorthTexasHondaDealers.com SportsCenter desk.
King Felix shut down the Rangers last night, pitching a no-hitter into the eighth inning before a solo shot by Nelson Cruz. Texas' seven-game winning streak ends last night. T.J. Wilson took the loss, going the distance, allowing two runs on six hits with six strikeouts. Cliff Lee is on the hill tonight for Game 2. First pitch is at 8:10 from Safeco Field. In college football, the old rivalry between number 4 TCU and Baylor reignites this afternoon at Amon Carter Stadium in Fort Worth. That can be heard here live beginning at 3:15. Number 6 Texas and Texas Tech begin their Big 12 schedule tonight in Lubbock at 7. To the Cowboys, they face the Bears tomorrow at noon at Cowboys Stadium. Dallas will get back Mark Colombo and Kyle Kosier on the offensive line. DeMarcus Ware should be good to go after suffering a neck strain in Week 1. Jason Witten was asked about the guys returning to the lineup for tomorrow's game.
We are excited to have those guys back for more than one reason, but that is one. I feel like you can get involved in protection, and they just do such a good job with communicating up there. I think everybody's confident in what they can do, and hopefully they can stay healthy.
And the Dallas Stars prepare to open the up training camp for the 2010-2011 season up in Prince Edward Island in Canada. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
All new 2011 Hondas, all remaining 2010s. All out rollout savings you can't miss. Right now at your North Texas Honda dealers.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only, and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. So I can already tell where the music's going to go.
That would be Stephen Peters 1, Clarence Carter nothing.
I think so. So, wait, you've got Earth, Wind, and Fire. You've got Michael Jackson in the first hour. And now we've got this?
It's Drake. Drizzy Drake. Do Right and Kill Everything, Drake.
I know who he's talking about because I listen to this music, but in terms of good bumpers, no, I win.
I'm not sure this is a great bumper. And by the way, just since we're on the subject of music, this is the second hour of Inside Sports Medicine. I'm T.O. Soriel. That's Clarence Carter, and that is Stephen Peters. While we're on the subject of music, I kind of caught a little piece of this on the national news. Did Lady Gaga wear raw meat on her head?
She wore a meat hat.
What, is this a joke?
I thought it was a joke, but apparently she literally had a flank steak as a headdress.
Is there a hygiene issue there? I mean,
I would say that there is. And I really don't know the whole story. I just saw some clips from the MTV VMAs, Video Music Awards, last Sunday. And this was like on Monday or Tuesday for me when I finally saw some of this stuff. And she had a meat-like look dress. Looks like kind of raw meat, the dress. Red and marbly looking. And then she had a hat, this thing on her face. It's very hard to explain, but it did look like she had a T-bone.
You know, she may very well be talented.
Cocked to the side.
She may very well be talented, but I think this kind of behavior just takes away from talent.
And I think that she is, let me tell you something. Well, first of all, let me say this real quick. Anybody that listens to Ben and Skin Monday through Fridays knows that Mark Friedel-Friedman has a 14-year-old girl trapped in a grown man body because he loves, like, Lady Gaga and Kesha and all those, you know.
He's a preteen.
Yeah, he is a tween, uh-huh, if I've ever seen one. But he did turn me on to Lady Gaga. I didn't like her first couple of songs, but he did turn me on to Lady Gaga, and she is very talented.
I think she doesn't need to put raw meat on her head.
But that's who she is. I mean, did Madonna need to go out on stage with a brassiere, you know, singing like a virgin or whatever?
Yeah. All right.
And while we're on the subject of dressing, did Cher need to go out on stage at 53?
Oh, she's a lot older than that.
Is she?
Yeah.
I thought she's about 55.
She's in her 60s.
Okay, 65 then.
Yeah,
and
she's a lot older.
To her credit, she looks better than some 35-year-olds, but I just don't want to see a grandma in a G-string.
I know. Oh, somebody, here it is. 8938 tells us that it was a skirt steak that was on her head. Or maybe that was on her body. I don't know. It just says it was a skirt steak.
No, I think it was, yeah, for the headdress. I don't even know what you call it. It's not a hat. A toboggan?
So
skull
do you go
cap?
To the,
I don't
you
even
to,
know what you call that.
I'm so sorry. This is just really freaking me out. So you go to the meat department and you say, I want
a 10-ounce cap, center cut.
This is just absolutely blowing me away. Okay, well, she's got her desired result. We're talking about her. With that being said, 214-787-1033, this is Inside Sports Medicine. That was the entertainment part of the show.
It's all entertaining, guy.
The informative part of the show was, we got more of that coming up, but Chris Hall was on the last hour getting his perspective. He's the head athletic trainer at TCU. I had no idea that they took care of the equestrians as well.
He always, and this is like, I think I know for me, my second time working on the show and when we've had him on as a guest, he is always so candid and very mm-hmm. informative, whether it's about TCU sports or just the sports world in general. I enjoy as a producer having him on.
He has a much better command of the language than I do. I'm not very good with this. Preventive, tomato, tomato. You think Dwayne's still on the phone? He's been on for a while. Should I go there? Hey, Dwayne. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How you doing? I'm calling about an ankle injury.
Talk to me.
It's my right inside ankle. I've been told it's a hairline fracture. I was a trainer at TCU. I know Chris Hall.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
And now I'm a retired coach.
Okay.
But I've been to several doctors, doc, and it seems like it only bothers me in the cold.
Well, hang on a second. You got hairline fracture. First of all, how did you do it, and how was it diagnosed?
Doc, I've been cut on 13 times, and I'm an old boxer.
You're one of those people.
Did a lot of football, playing baseball, athlete, and it just never healed right, and I really don't know how it happened.
All right, so I'm assuming it's on the big toe side of the ankle?
Correct.
All right, and it was there, and it just has never healed.
No.
Yeah. For medical lingo, that's called a non-union.
I see. But
yeah. Well, there's always a debate. There's always here's the world of sports medicine. And in fact, here's the world of medicine in general. Everything we do in medicine is a risk versus reward equation. Right. What is the risk of taking an aspirin versus what is the reward of getting rid of your headache? It's always a balanced type of thing. So yeah. With a situation such as yours, how far we go to treat something like this depends on how big a problem it is to you. The first thing that we need to do as a doctor or as a sports medicine specialist is determine if there's any danger in walking around with a non-union hairline fracture of your ankle. Now, obviously, it's been there a while, so there's probably no danger in walking around with that.
There's not.
So the next question is, how big a deal is this to you? Typically, if someone has a non-union of the medial malleolus, which is what I'm assuming you're talking about, you either take that fragment out and throw it in the trash, or you go into the ankle and you try to scrape it, bone graft it, get bone from somewhere else, and put another screw or something in to try to get it to heal. Now, neither one of those is a good option, but the debate is, or the answer lies with you. How big a deal is this to you?
That's right. I've been told, doctor, the best way to fix it is break it completely and redo it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And I have six screws in my tibia and fibula right above that ankle now. So
yeah,
I really don't want to mess with it. I'll just deal with it and ice it and get on my crutches. When
well, you know, I think I'm losing you. If the symptoms are tolerable, then... You know, it's just a tough call. All right, let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
Hey, good morning, doctor. Hey, I had talked to you last year about the same time. I have had a chronic knee dislocation problem.
A patellar dislocation?
Yeah, I had back when I was in high school, it was a sports, it was a football injury, and I did some damage to it. I got it scoped, and every few years, it seems that, you know, if I go to pivot one way or another, you know, it pops right out of place, and then it's, you know, I'm pretty much out of commission for a little while. I went the last time it happened. I've gotten it, you know, healthy. I've actually lost a considerable amount of weight, you know, trying to help them out as much as I can. And, you know, just was walking down the road. A friend of mine jumped up on my back, and I stepped down the wrong way, popped it out of place again.
Yeah.
I've gotten a couple different opinions on it, which... The first time, when I first moved to Texas, this was several years back, they said they found a bone chip that was floating around, you know, in the socket, and that could be causing it to lock up.
Yep.
The last guy that I went to see about 6 months ago, and this is after my latest injury, said he finds absolutely nothing wrong at all with the inside of my knee. He said it's the way that my leg is aligned, and the only way that to fix it would be basically to put a rod through my leg and straighten my leg out, which... I've never heard that before.
You know what? I'm going to have to get you after the break. So I really wanted to talk about this. I saw two of those yesterday on Friday. So
okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. When we come back, I'll answer that question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm T.O. Soriel on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
When the biggest names in sports talk,
they talk to Randy Galloway.
Let's bring in right now that Cowboys linebacker, Brady James.
When the biggest names in sports listen,
they listen to Galloway and Company.
This is what I wanted to say. There's only one crew that can get me out of my nap, and that's you guys.
Oh,
tune into the same place as the biggest names in sports.
I got to see what you guys are talking about.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7.
On 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Remember Why You Play is a book for fans, coaches, parents, and players that will inspire you to love the game of football even more. Go to RememberWhyYouPlayTheBook.com.
Log on to ESPNDallas.com every day for the latest in DFW sports news. From box scores and breaking news to the daily Dallas Sports Center video, ESPNDallas.com is your new homepage for sports in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Get out of your mind. What? Hey, hey, hey. Get out of your mind. I'm a semi-truck. No f***ing brakes. I control like a bull out the gate. Get drunk, I get the f*** out of the
way. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. I think this is clearly a mistake.
What's the problem?
I think this is clearly a mistake. Oh my goodness!
What's the problem?
I think Steven Peters is going to have to pick the music from here on out. Clarence,
what?
I'm sorry, man. This is doesn't cut it for me.
What do you mean?
I know
you
what
don't
you're
like
doing.
Little John?
I don't know who Little John is, unless he's on Bonanza.
He was a character on Robin Hood, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, it was Little Joe on Bonanza. Yeah. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Oh, my gosh. Manny, we just take a left turn right here with this music. Just a left turn. The last question, Chris from Southlake, probably it's a great question. It's probably the most difficult issue that I deal with in our practice. And then, Clarence, weren't you telling me off the air that somebody asked why we call it practice medicine?
Yeah, we had a caller, Ron from Richardson, called in and said, should he want a doctor that's still practicing medicine versus, I guess, I don't know, acting medicine? I don't know.
No, well, it's an old term. And I think the bottom line, and we're going to talk about this later, is that medicine is not an exact science. And even though I've been doing this for 25 years and I've seen 25,000 knees, you still see something new every once in a while. And I don't know why they call it practice. But Chris asked a question. Hey, Chris, are you still there?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Chris has a problem, and I'm going to summarize here. And if I'm incorrect, please correct me. It's a patellar instability. The kneecap is unstable, and it started in high school, and it dislocated, and ever since then. How often does this happen, Chris?
It's not like a regular occurrence, but it's any time that we get out, and any time that I'm playing any kind of sports. I pretty much ruled out any kind of sport activities. I can't do basketball. I can't do racquetball.
How old are you now?
I'm just turned 30.
Okay. Well, the reason that this is a difficult problem to treat is because there are multiple factors at play. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it ends up being something structural. The kneecap, and I saw two of these yesterday on Friday, the kneecap has a V shape on the bottom of it. And the femur down around the knee, the femur is the thigh bone, down around the knee, the femur has a groove where the bottom part of the V from the patella glides back and forth in the groove. And normally, if you have normal alignment, the normal bone structure, I should say, the patella glides in the groove and, you know, never dislocates. Well, there are some people that have an unusual bone structure where the groove is shallow, or the bottom of the kneecap is flat like a flat bottom boat rather than a race boat, and the patella slides back and forth and dislocates. Well, it's one of the most difficult things that we see to treat, because there is not, you know, short of what the last doctor said, which is let's break the femur and realign everything. I mean, to me, that's a little dramatic. There are, you know, a whole series of methodical options. And the first one, there are special braces that you can wear that will hold the kneecap in place. There are physical therapy and some exercises that can improve the muscles so that they can do a better job of holding the kneecap in place. Ultimately, there is a variety of surgical procedures. There is one procedure where you just loosen up one ligament here and tighten up the the other ligament on the other side. And that usually works about 80% of the time. And then you just methodically progress until you get something that works. And the problem with this injury is that we don't have anything that works every time. The best surgical procedure with the best rehabilitation and the best recovery is only 90% effective, which means that there's a 10% chance that after you do all this, you'll still dislocate. Now, you mentioned something a little earlier about a loose body or a fragment. Sometimes that gets caught in the joint and gives you the sensation that it's dislocating. If you have a loose body and that is what is causing your symptoms, then that probably ought to be scoped and removed.
It brought that to the most recent doctor's attention. And he actually, when he did the X-ray, they couldn't find any trace of anything like that.
Well, but that loose, it could be cartilage. It could be a cartilaginous loose body, and you can't see those on X-ray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, sometimes MRIs, whatever. And sometimes people feel it. They feel like this thing that looks like a marble that's floating around in the knee, but you take an X-ray and you can't see it. Well, I mean, there's something there.
Well, and that almost leads me to my next question: of what's the main reason for calling? Because, like I said, I've ruled out several activities. You know, I do a lot of heavy strength training and weightlifting. I do a lot of elliptical, a lot of low impact type cardio things. You know, and like I said, I've lost almost a little over 70 pounds in the last year, trying to do as much as I can to get the health of my legs back into shape. And one thing that I've noticed, I've started to, you know, do a lot of leg extensions and do as much as I can to build up the muscles around my kneecap.
Now, stay away from leg extensions. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Part of the problem with patellar instability is that the cartilage underneath the kneecap wears out, and okay, leg extensions accelerate that. So I'd rather you do shallow leg presses, which spare the patella a little bit, rather than leg extensions, which just grind the patella.
And that is the main reason I was calling, is because the last couple times I've been doing my exercises, and the one thing that's been bothering me is I've had in that same exact knee, and I know he said they couldn't find anything wrong, but every time I go to do that the leg extension type motion, it literally feels like my kneecap is full of gravel.
Yeah,
I mean it's just grinding and grinding and grinding, and I put 10-15 pounds on the weight stack. And I can barely push it up with that knee, and it's like a throbbing pain.
Well, I'm glad you called. Look, I'm not sure that the last guy that you saw was the final answer.
Okay.
Have you had anything surgical on this knee?
I back in high school, I had it scoped. I pretty much tore everything up inside my kneecap back then, but they were able to fix it with a scope. That was back in about 96, I want to say, and then haven't had anything done since.
Listen to the rest of the show, because I'm going to get on my soapbox here in a little bit, and I think it's going to be relevant to you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you, doctor.
All right. Bye-bye. Clarence?
C.
Where should I go next? Go to Albert? All right. Hey, Albert. Good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine.
How you doing, Tark?
I'm great. What you got?
It's a long time since I talked to you. I'm your favorite pianist, actually.
Oh, okay. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You're probably my only pianist, but that's all right.
Okay.
What you got?
Hey, I'm doing good. Karen and the family okay?
Everyone's wonderful.
Great. Well, I started running, man, and started my little regimen and really gotten kind of addicted to it. And what happens, the impact is sometimes I have to take a couple of days off from it to recover.
Right.
Yeah, so I was wondering if you had some tips or something I could do.
Because, yep, I know, do.
I didn't want to violate the unwritten musician's code by doing sports and sweating and things. No, that's not us. So,
well, no, so, I have a really good tip.
What's that?
Quit running.
Stop running, you said. I found something that I wanted to do.
Okay. I'm telling you, your body's sending you a signal.
Okay, it's old?
Yeah, well, no. Well, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, here's the thing, in all seriousness. There are running is great because it's easy. You open the door, you go out and run. Your arms are moving, your legs are moving. You sweat within a couple of minutes, and within 20 minutes, you've burned a ton of calories. Running is easy, but running is an impact activity. And it impacts the ankles, it impacts the knees, it impacts the shoulder, the hips. And because of the impact activity over the years, sometimes some of those joints give out. Now, the weakest link in that axis that I just described to you is the knees.
Right.
Some of us do not have a runner's body. Now, I know you. You and I do not have a runner's body.
Okay.
Now, if you were, 5'9", 160 pounds, you probably can get away with running all the way into your 60s and 80s. But if you are a fullback and you're 5'9", 240 pounds, well, that's a lot of weight on those knees, especially as we get past 40 or 50 years of age. If you were to run a couple of miles, I call it recreational running. If you were to run a couple of miles without any symptoms, more power to you. Keep going. But if you're having symptoms such as swelling or pain, then your body's telling you something. And at that point, I would probably substitute something else. Now, there aren't too many other things that are easy. You know, if you do cycling, you got to deal with the bike. If you do the elliptical, you got to go to the gym. If you do swimming, well, then there's a whole bunch of hassles that go along with that. But if when you run, your knee swells, it's sending you a signal.
Okay.
All right. That's my tip.
Yeah, I'm at the track now.
It's not. Over. Well, maybe you can run home.
No, I'm quite a ways away.
look, seriously, your body's telling you something. Thanks, man. Keep listening.
All right. Thanks.
You're listening. Yeah. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine? That was Clarence. This is T.O. Surreal, 214-787-1033. Also, text us your questions, 71755, or comments for that matter, and demographics on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Galloway and Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
The one other thing that Jerry said, he was asked if he still had confidence in Alex Barron, and he just gave glowing reports on how much he loved Alex Barron.
What was the reason Alex Barron got beaten by Arakpo?
And how much he loved Alex Barron, and then he gave something I hadn't heard before, but Jerry said Alex Barron's big problem over there at right tackle on Sunday night, his arms are too long. Alex Barron's arms are too long, and that caused some severe problems. Don't say I've heard a lot of explanations on players and why they can't do certain things, but when you have the problems, I just thought it was a talent problem for Alex Barron. The same thing they saw in St. Louis.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN. ESPNDallas.com.
Mike, what's with that big dude guarding your front door?
Oh, Nick's my new bouncer. Ever since I got Coors Light Home Draft, it's like having a bar right at home.
The Coors Light Home Draft.
CO2 pressurized for up to 30 days of frost-brewed draft beer right from your fridge. Frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
Don't miss your chance to see the Randy Rogers Band live at Resist All Arena in Mesquite, Saturday, September 25th. Order tickets now through Ticketmaster.com.
DFW Honda, we're the one for fun.
It's back. DFW Honda's When They're Gone, They're Gone sale. Now through Saturday. Save almost $3,000 on new 08 VFR 800s. Save over $2,000 on 09 VT750s or 09 VTX 1300s. Save $1,500 on 08 CB250s. Dirt bikes and Metropolitan scooters are on sale too. Hurry in, because when these great deals are gone, they're gone. DFW Honda, 121 and 114 in Grapevine. 214 or 817-421 Honda. Or DFWHonda.com. Open late on Saturday.
I'm Stephen Peters in the ESPNDallas.com newsroom. Rangers had a rough offensive night last night in Seattle. Details in 60 seconds.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group, with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit TXSportsMed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Could you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a Sports Center update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com Sports Center desk.
Felix Hernandez entered last night's game 0-3 with a 6.38 ERA against the Rangers this year, but Hernandez shut down the Rangers' bats, taking a no-hitter until the eighth inning. That's until Nelson Cruz sent a solo shot to center field, but that was all the Rangers could muster on offense in a 2-1 loss to the Mariners. Texas's lead in the West dips to 9 games after Oakland beat Minnesota last night. Game 2 for the Rangers is tonight at 8:10 from Safeco Field. Cliff Lee takes the hill opposite Jason Vargas. Lee is 11-8 with a 3.28 ERA. To the NFL, the Cowboys prepare to face the Bears tomorrow at noon from Cowboys Stadium. The official injury report lists DeMarcus Ware, Kyle Kozier, and Mark Colombo as probable. Colombo says he's ready to start a new healthy streak.
I had a good streak of 3 years. It's been a little tough lately, but you know, I think with this surgery, I kind of pull through and hopefully start another streak of 3 years. That'd be nice.
Dez Bryant is feeling more and more confident entering his second game as a Cowboy. Bryant said, quote, he's back to his old self, end quote. In college football, the Big 12 begins its conference schedule, and it starts with number 6 Texas taking on Texas Tech at 7 from Jones AT&T Stadium. And number 4 TCU faces an old rival in the Baylor Bears at Amon Carter Stadium. That game is sold out, but standing room only tickets are available right now at the gate. That game can be heard here beginning at 3:15. I'm Stephen Peters. Tune in, log in, join in, 103.3 FM and ESPNDallas.com.
All new 2011 Hondas, all remaining 2010s. All out rollout savings you can't miss. Right now at your North Texas Honda dealers.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriel, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. I like this. I don't know what it is, but I like this music.
It's 5 minutes of funk, Houdini. 80s classic. Listen to that bass line. Ain't it funk? It's just funky.
This is 80s?
Boom.
Love it. Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. Every line is full. I still have to get on my soapbox a little bit later in the show. Much to get to. The text store is going crazy. 71755. And I love your text, by the way. The demographics are fun for me, and also the questions and comments, and I'll try to get to as many questions as I possibly can. What do you think about the Here's a question. Hey, Clarence. Scoot down the call board for a second. Yeah, here we go. What do you think about barefoot running shoes and their effect on easing joint pain? I don't like them. I see a large series of injuries as a result, and primarily because they do not ease the joint pain. They actually have no cushion whatsoever. And there's a reason why the shoe industry is a $1 billion industry. We are trying to give you support and at the same time give you cushion. And I don't think that the barefoot running shoes do either. So I'm, as an orthopedic surgeon, I'm not in favor. There are also a series of other questions. I'm going to just kind of highlight this one. Just because you do have a runner's body, all those people that win the Boston Marathon year in, year out, they don't look like fullbacks. Just because you do have a runner's body does not mean you're not going to get injuries. I mean, you can still get overuse injuries. You can still get stress fractures, whatever. But you are better suited than a fullback trying to run a marathon. That being said, oh, goodness. I'm going to go a little bit out of order on this one because I find this phone call a little intriguing. Hey, Dan, you're on Inside Sports Medicine. How are you?
Hey, pretty good, Doc. Thanks for taking my call.
What you got?
Well, I'm 54, about 6'2". I've dropped a lot of weight. I'm down to about 170 right now.
Excellent.
Started running back in the springtime for health reasons, stress, and started really liking it.
Okay.
Got challenged to run by someone at a 10K, so I've been got to about 3.5 miles. The only problem, I was pushing myself, not resting, running maybe 5 or 6 days of the week. And about three weeks ago, I came in from an early Sunday morning run, and I went to the bathroom and noticed that I had a lot of blood in my urine. I called the specialist, and he said sometimes runners get this. I forget the name that he called it, but sometimes that happens from the pounding.
Right, it's called hematuria. Uh-huh.
Right, and since then, they've done a CT scan waiting for the results, and of course, my mind plays tricks on me, lower pain in my abdominal.
Sure.
They've got me on Cipro, and that's all cleared up, but now they're wanting to do a scope and check me out. And my question is, if this is running, should I right now while I'm on this and kind of worried? I did go out for a run. And everything felt great, and I didn't have any type of those symptoms. But should I really test it and push it, or should I lay off of running? Because I'm worried, but yet the running helps me. So what do you think?
Well, the safe answer is you stop running until you get an answer. I mean, that's the safe response.
Okay.
And you can substitute. You don't necessarily have to, have to quit exercising. I mean, you can ride a bike or do an elliptical or do something that's not impact. The hematuria associated with runners has to do with the pounding of running, but
okay.
But it's a diagnosis of exclusion, meaning that somebody's already made sure that you don't have a kidney stone, made sure that you don't have bladder irritation. So you're on the right track in that they're working it up. I think that that's exactly what needs to be done. But
okay.
If all of those turn out to be negative, well, then you probably may be able to resume running. But I would not run until all those results are in.
Okay. If the CAT scan comes back okay, and if they decide to do the scope and that shows everything's okay and there's no more symptoms, if I start running again and I see those symptoms, then do I just need to change my way of exercising? Maybe you see, sometimes I get in the pool.
Yeah.
I'll run crossways in the pool, turn around, run against my current, and then I'll run backwards, get my hamstrings. And then I'll do that for like 30 minutes to an hour. Is that an alternative that I can do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That should not have anything to do with the hematuria. If you're still having blood in your urine after running in the pool, then it's not from running.
Yeah.
All right. Keep me posted, well, man. Just even if you just do it on email.
Yeah, I'll do it. Thanks a bunch. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. All right. Bye bye.
It's amazing to me the variety of questions we get. I love this. I am certainly not an expert in everything sports medicine, but I know enough to at least give you some direction. You know, with that being said, how much time do we have left in this segment? I have an interesting practice. I have probably one of the most unique practices in the country. I see sports related injuries. I don't do insurance, and I've been doing this for 23 years now. By the time you count my training and everything, it's probably 30 years. And it used to be when we first started that we see bad results or bad cases or bad surgeries once every couple of years. A patient will walk in and you look at the x-rays and you look at the result and you say, oh my gosh, this isn't just bad luck. This is bad surgery. And now, fast forward 20 years, I'm in my world of orthopedics, in my world of sports medicine, I'm seeing this type of thing once a month, once every 2 months. This is a tremendous increase in the number of bad results. And I have some theories on that. We're probably going to talk a little bit more about it in this next segment, but I have a lot of theories on that. When I first started doing ACL reconstructions, it was a procedure that only fellowship-trained doctors were doing, which means you do your medical school, you do your orthopedic surgery residency, and then afterwards you specialize in ACL surgery and sports medicine, and that specialty is called a fellowship. And I used to tell my patients that the re-injury rate, this was 20 years ago, was 0.5%. Now, the published reports for the re-injury rate are 3%, which means it's a 6-fold increase, 600% increase. Now, on the cup is half full, it still means 97% success rate. But on the cup is half empty, we're doing worse now than we were 20 years ago with a procedure that is been around for a while. So why are we doing worse? When we come back next, I'll tell you. You're listening to 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
It's time to put the Redskins in the rear view and start scouting the Bears. And we're doing it with the worldwide resources of ESPN.
All right, we're talking to Ed Werder.
Well, I don't see the Bears being able to run the football on the Cowboy defense, and I think the Cowboy defense will dominate.
Countdown to kickoff starts Sunday at 9 a.m. with the fifth quarter immediately after the game.
Your home for Cowboys coverage in the Metroplex. Every story, every day.
103.3 FM, ESPN.
ESPNDallas.com.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older.
that you can't do certain things anymore? Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Right now, every time you buy something, anything with your Discover card, you automatically have a chance to win up to $1 million.
So if I buy these jeans, I could win $1 million.
Yep.
This stainless steel dishwasher?
Uh-huh.
This chocolate bar?
You bet.
This chocolate bar?
Yeah, didn't you just buy that?
It's my emergency chocolate.
Oh, gotcha. Remember, using your Discover card could make you a millionaire. Learn more at discover.com. It pays to discover. Visit discover.com/giveaway for alternate entry options.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Clarence Carter, Stephen Peters. The home stretch of episode 339. We answered many phone calls today. Lots of text questions. Chris Hall was our guest. He is the director of sports medicine from TCU. Talked a little bit about concussions. We also touched base, unfortunately, about the youngster, the quarterback from West Orange that passed away last night on the sideline. And I got a text, 71755, that another youngster passed away this week, a high school kid in Oklahoma. I believe it was on Thursday. And, you know, as part of my obligation for doing this show, I think there's a reason why this show is popular. I think there's a reason why people are getting their healthcare questions answered on the radio. I think there's a reason why people turn to billboards as to who to go to and which hospital to see. We truly have a medical crisis right now. And I'm not sure that I know the answer. But things that we thought, we in the medical community thought that we have answers to are getting worse. The example I gave before we went on break, the ACL, which is a typical sports medicine problem. The ACL re-injury rate, success rate, let's just say, has declined. It's declined in the last 10 years significantly. And I'm not sure that you can put your finger as to why the results have declined. I mean, are doctors not being trained as well? Is the equipment not as good? Well, no. Here's what I think. And this is part of the national crisis that we have. It used to be that, and now I'm only talking about orthopedic surgery and sports medicine. So mind you, I'm only talking about orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, but I guess it applies to every specialty, every specialty. It used to be, if you're in a major metropolitan center, that you specialize in something, you do a fellowship, you do extra training, whether you're a cardiologist that does interventional or whatever, or you are a pulmonologist that only treats lung cancer. We have a lot of specialists. And we also have generalists. It's very important to have generalists. If you are in an outlying community, you're not going to get a specialist of every type, but you're going to get a generalist. And what used to happen is generalists, if they find something that is outside of their comfort zone, they would refer it to a specialist. That's what should happen. The specialists are the people that have done extra training in doing this. Well, what has happened with the healthcare crisis, with reimbursement declining, generalists are not referring like they used to, and they are treating themselves, treating the problems themselves. And I will just tell you from my experience, sometimes they're not as good. I'm not as good as a hip replacement as someone who just does hip replacements on a daily basis. So I don't do hip replacements. What I am seeing here is that there are doctors, surgeons are performing procedures or taking care of conditions that are way outside of the comfort zone. And they are forced into doing this, unfortunately, because the current reimbursement situation. I'm not going to pick on Blue Cross, but if Blue Cross pays X number of dollars and that number has been cut in half, well, then you've got to do twice as many in order to make the same kind of salary. I mean, it's business 101. And don't even get me started on Medicare. If it costs $30 to do an X-ray and Medicare reimburses you $25, you're not going to be in business very long doing X-rays for Medicare. But that has forced the issue. It has forced physicians to go outside of their comfort zone. And what brought this to light this week, I saw a young family with a youngster who had ACL reconstruction surgery about a month ago. And the result, it was horrible. I mean, it was just horrible. And mom and dad were distraught. I usually don't take care of fresh post-ops. So for someone who had a surgery a few weeks ago, none of the doctors really like to do that because they don't know how good a job it was done. But I agreed to take on this case. And if you've heard me talk about ACL reconstructions in the past, they're very specialized procedures. A millimeter here or a millimeter there makes a huge difference in the outcome. And if you've never heard it before, I'll just briefly tell you. When you do an ACL reconstruction, you have to substitute for the torn ligament. And you take that substitute from the patellar tendon or from the hamstring or from a cadaver, and you have to drill a hole in the tibia and drill a corresponding hole in the femur, and you pass the new ligament in there, and voila, you've got a new ACL. Well, it is a very technical procedure, and frankly, it's not for everybody. Well, this particular case, the tunnels were so far off, there was such a mismatch. The guy didn't just miss the runway, he missed the airport. This was so far off, there's no way. And as a result, this knee doesn't move. It's just frozen. And for a 15-year-old, for anybody, that's completely unacceptable. The point of the story here is, as a consumer, I don't know how many people we have listening, thousands, 20,000, 50,000. I don't know how many people were listening. You don't need to come to a radio show to get answers. Ask your doc. Hey, listen, doc, or when you make the appointment at Texas Sports Medicine, hey, does Dr. Levy specialize in shoulders? That's when you ask the question. If it's your son or daughter, or if it's your mother, or if it's your grandmother, when you call to make the appointment, hey, does your doctor treat this problem on a regular basis? Ask questions. Go to the internet. Don't be shy. If you come to my office and you say, hey, Dr. Suriel, do you do hip replacement? I'll tell you, no, I don't. This is something that I'm passionate about, just like I am with concussions and just like I am with the sudden cardiac deaths in athletes. The reason that we do this show is to get information out there.
And we are, as a medical community, getting worse at our job rather than getting better. Now, it's a little dramatic. I know it's a little dramatic, and I don't want to be alarmist, but I want people out there to know that to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions of your doc. Don't be afraid to ask questions of your general practitioner and say, hey, listen, who should I go to if it's my son or daughter? With that being said, I think I'm off my soapbox. Clarence, input? Yeah, this is, you know, I always feel very uncomfortable talking about this, but I think it needs to be said. It just needs to be said.
If someone's going to ask their I guess their main physician, your what do you call it? What's the term?
People primary care physician.
Primary care physician. Thank you. That person, male or female, is going to recommend them to a specialist that they're comfortable with.
Right.
So at that point, you should be out of the woods, right?
You would think, and as a general rule, that's how it works. And as a general look. The case that I described to you is a rare event. The point that I was trying to make is 20 years ago, I would see a case like this every couple of years. Now I see a case like this every couple of months. And I think the take-home message is that because of the medical financial climate, more doctors are keeping cases that they should be referring on. And as a result, you're not getting the result, the same excellence that you used to have before. I started to tell you that my theories on ACLs, I think that the re-injury rate has climbed partly because of just what I said. There are people doing ACL reconstructions that have not done fellowships in sports medicine or have not done fellowships and have not received much training in ACL surgery in their residency program. So you've got more people doing it than need to be doing it. Anyway, I think I've pretty much beat that down. Don't forget, you can also download us if you want to hear this again. You can download us on the internet, iTunes or Podomatic. 46,000 downloads so far since March. Also, you can Google Texas Sports Medicine. That's my day job. And there's an Ask the Doc section. I'm happy to respond. If I don't respond to you in 2 or 3 days, then send a question again. Usually something went wrong. My wife and I share an email, so she might have accidentally erased it. And you can also listen to us on the ESPNDallas.com website. You can listen to us even if you're not in Dallas. If you're not in Dallas and you're on the road and you're on a business trip and you want to listen to Inside Sports Medicine, you can always find us on ESPNDallas.com. I think there's an icon, Clarence, that says live radio.
You go to, matter of fact, it's up right now. If you go to ESPNDallas.com, click on the banner to the far right where it says 103.3 FM, and then you go to the show page. And actually, as soon as you click on that link, you can listen live.
I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Texas Health, Center for Diagnostics and Surgery, Texas Back Institute, Hooters. I want to thank Texas Sports Medicine as well. And pretty soon we've got a couple of new sponsors coming on the show. We've got, I'm a big believer in hyperbaric oxygen. We probably ought to devote some time to hyperbaric oxygen.
I'm a big believer in oxygen, period.
Well, yeah, and imagine getting hyperbaric oxygen. With all that being said, this is Dr. T.O. Soriel for Inside Sports Medicine. I want to thank Clarence and Steven as well. Until next week, make sure to tell your friends.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about how hot he is.
Let's talk about something else.
I'm talking about the summer heat, Mike. It's tough on cars.
Right. What do you recommend?
Well, right now you can buy 4 Goodyear, Continental, Yokohama, Hankook, or Pirelli tires and get a $100 cash rebate. How about that, Mike?
All right. That is hot.
Told you. Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 8/31/10.
Very cool.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
DFW Honda, we're the one for fun.
It's back. DFW Hondas, when they're gone sale now through Saturday.